Are you ready to experience faith on another level? Every week, meet us at the place where the Word is alive, the worship is rich, and the supernatural is flowing. Come experience God's presence. Hear a faith-filled word and receive impartation that sets the tone for your week every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at 3950 Point Parkway in the beautiful city of Beaumont. It is an atmosphere charged with expectation. Whether in person or online, you belong here. Then let's go deeper in the Word together on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. We will be teaching principles straight from the Word of God to help you grow in faith, wisdom, and victory. And then finally, get ready for power-packed Tag Team Thursday, teaching at 7 o'clock p.m. that will stir your spirit and transform your thinking. You can watch it all on Above the Cloud, Facebook, YouTube, or right through our mobile app. Wherever you are, the Word is coming to you. Join us weekly. Engage, grow, maximize your life. Follow, subscribe, and stay connected. Your faith journey continues here. This is your season to grow stronger, dream bigger, and believe bolder. And we're believing with you every step of the way. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives. Wherever you go, take your faith with you. Now you can experience powerful messages, faith-building content, and stay connected with everything happening at Faith Christian Center right from your mobile device. Got an iPhone or iPad? Just search for Faith Christian CC in the App Store. On Android, look up Faith Christian Center Church in Google Play. Download the app today and keep your faith strong wherever you are. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Each day is a fresh opportunity to activate your faith, align with God's will, and step into divine purpose. That's why I want to personally invite you to join us each and every morning, bright and early, for our Wake, Pray, and Repeat prayer line. Start your day strong. Start your day in faith. Start your day in the presence of God and fellowship with people of like precious faith. We gather as a family of believers to release our faith, speak of God's blessings, and decree supernatural favor over our day. Every morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, you can dial 267-807-9601 and enter access code 298-581-777. Again, that number is 267-807-9601, access code 298-581-777. Wake, pray, and repeat. Your morning breakthrough starts because victory begins with prayer. I'll be there, will you? Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges, and we're building lives.
This is your year of supernatural recovery, of divine alignment, of favor-filled open doors. I want to personally invite you to join us for 31 days of prophetic impartation in our January devotional, Open Doors and Overflow. Each day, you'll receive a powerful word, a scripture to stand on, a reflection, and a faith confession to release, helping you start 2026 in bold expectation and spiritual momentum. Don't just step into the year, recover, reign, and rise. Download your devotional today, and let's walk through every door God has opened for us. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. The Bible says we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to take just a moment to share something the Lord has placed on my heart for the upcoming year, the prophetic word and declaration for 2026. This is not just another year on the calendar. This is a divine turning point for the people of God. You know, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me from 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 8, where David received a divine instructions in a moment of crisis. Pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail, recover all. And that's what I came to declare over your life. This is your year to recover all. Every lost opportunity, every stolen moment, every broken place, God is restoring. Not only will you recover what you lost, but you will see doors open, favor flow, and acceleration hit your life in ways that only God can orchestrate. Now I want you to download and read this prophetic word and declaration I prepared for you. Speak it, pray it, believe it, and get ready, because 2026 is your season to rise, to pursue, and to walk in full recovery. Let's stay in faith. Let's stay connected and let's watch God do the extraordinary, because you shall recover all. Now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives.
Welcome to Faith Christian Center broadcast that's building faith, building bridges, and building lives. Coming to you live from Beaumont, Texas, this moment is not by accident. It's your divine appointment. This time together is designed to build your faith, stir your spirit, and help you walk in God's absolute best for your life. Call a friend, tag a family member, and invite them to tune in with you, because what's about to happen is too powerful to keep to yourself. Go ahead and grab your Bible, your notepad, and a pen, and get ready for a dynamic worship service and a life-changing word from the Lord. This is more than a broadcast. It's an encounter. So open your heart, lean in with expectation, and prepare to go higher. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. The Bible says we shall rejoice and be glad. And I'm Carlton Sharp, pastor of Faith Christian Center Church, right here in Beaumont, Texas. Amen. And this Wednesday night, so guess what? That means it's Bible study night. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'm looking forward to sharing with you the word that God has given to me tonight. But listen, let me welcome those in Detroit, Michigan. Detroit's in the house tonight. Good evening, Detroit. It's cold out there. Also, let me welcome those who are in Canton, Ohio. Canton, welcome Canton tonight. Again, it's a brisk evening out there in Canton. Amen. Then, of course, my Atlanta family, our Arizona family, our Arkansas family, our California family, Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio, Austin, Grand Prairie, Houston, Baytown, Richmond, Rose Sharon, Lake Charles, Baton Rouge, and of course the Golden Triangle area. Welcome tonight. We're so excited that what God wants to do in our lives, and I'm glad that you are here tonight. Now do me a favor, call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, hit the like button, the love button, the share button, let them know that Dr. Sharp is live and ready to go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Had a few technical problems, but you know, I worked them out. Yeah, I worked it out. I worked it out, man. I tell you. And so I'm excited about to be able to come to you right where you are. Now, of course, over in the Golden Triangle area, man, today was a beautiful day. It got up into the mid-60s today, and it was such a great day today. And, man, beautiful. Started out cool, ended up, you know, nice. And so we thank God for our weather. Now, I think there's another cold front that's coming in at the end of the week. So, of course, you know, make sure that we protect the five areas: people, plants, pets, pipes, and practice fire safety. Amen. Wherever you are, glory to God. Amen. Because just protect yourself. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, Sister Porter. Hey, Sister Robinson. I see y'all out there. Amen. Aurelia. Glory to God. We see you out there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Again, do me a favor. Call a friend. Text a friend. Email a friend. Hit the like button, the love button, the share button. Again, let them know that Dr. Sharp is live and ready to go. Now, listen. Those of you who are watching tonight, at the top of the page in the pin section, there is a couple of links in there. One link is the 2026 prophetic word that God has given us, that this will be a year of recovery, release, and rising. And so we want you to be a part of that. And so it's absolutely free for you to just click that link at the top of the page, and it'll open up, and you can download that information, the 2026 prophetic word. And it's absolutely free, amen. And then beneath that is the January daily devotional. Man, I tell you, that's a way to start your day by spending quality time with God, amen. By having the scripture, having a thought for the day, and then even having a confession for the day. And you can start your day out with that devotional each and every morning. Now, every month we'll have a new devotional. Amen. But I want to encourage you, just go ahead and click the link down. It's a PDF file, and all you got to do is just download it, and you can get into it. Hey, June, I see you out there, June. Dennis, I see you out there. Angie, I see y'all. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Trinity turned 17 the other day. Ooh, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I seen her. Glory to God. Amen. But praise the Lord. But get the devotional. Get the prophetic word. Amen. And be blessed by it. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Now, at the first week of next month, we will be celebrating our 25th anniversary, church anniversary, and pastor's anniversary. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Man, I tell you, it's been a wonderful 25 years. Glory to God. Amen. God has done so magnificently in our lives over these past 25 years, and we want you to be a part of our celebration as you come on the 7th at 3950 Point Parkway, and come and celebrate with us. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're going to give God all the glory for these 25 years that he allowed us to pastor, be a church body. And so we're so excited about that. 25 years. Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. And so I just remember back when we first began up in the hotel, the Elegante Hotel. It was the Hilton Hotel at the time, 25 years ago. And man, we were in every room that they had. We were in the ballroom. We were in the small conference room. We were in the restaurant. Amen. We were in the club. I tell you, the Holy Spirit showed off in the club. I'm telling you, man. They partied the night before, and then we went in there, Mika, and we gave God all the glory, and we had a shouting good time. Amen. But I remember those days, man. You know, one of the things that God told me was that everything that we do will be about our faith, and thus the name Faith Christian Center Church, because it's a walk of faith. It's a lifestyle of faith. Amen. And I'm just so excited to look back over the years to see what God has done. Amen. To see how faithful he has been, because we have demonstrated ourselves to be faithful, to teach the word of God, to be faithful, to live this life. Amen. To be an example. Amen. I just look back over that and to see, and listen, Michelle remembers everything. You know, whenever I need something from the past, I say, Michelle. She's the church historian, amen. And she know everything, man. I remember when we was at the hotel, her son, man. Now check this out, Chris. How old was Chris, Michelle? It'll take a few seconds to hear what I said, but Chris was, I think Chris was maybe between 6 and 8 years old, amen. And I remember that Sunday in the hotel room that Chris told his mother that he wanted to go join church. So they came and joined church, man. And I tell you, just to see the growth of her family, man, I tell you, it's exciting to me to see each and every one of your growth, because that's why we do this, amen. That we disciple. God wants us to disciple the people of God, Carolyn. So that's our goal, is to disciple, not to make your hair stand up on the top of your head, not to have chill bumps run down your arms, but no, just to teach you the word of God so that each and every one of us can be disciples of the Lord. Amen. Oh, he was 7. Chris was 7. So now Chris is 32. Amen. And so, but I pray that over these 25 years, that you've been blessed by the ministry here at Faith Christian Center Church, that your life have been measurably different. You know, I put out a challenge when we first began that if your life has not measurably changed as a result of you hearing the word of God and doing the word of God, we need to shut it all down. Amen. But I see that over the years, I've seen people's lives change, transform. Amen. And I know that this word works. Amen. And I'm excited that God has given us the platform to be able to be able to pierce the airways, because we've been a ministry for 25 years, and we've been on the air for 24 years, right? We were on Channel 6, I'm sorry, Channel 12. We were on TBN, and then with all of this new technology, we started our own network. Well, we had other pastors come in on it, amen. But then, you know, with this technology that we have, we're able to minister to 200 countries with one push of a button. Boy, I tell you, God has been good. Would you say Ashley hadn't turned 6 yet? Okay, all right. So she 30 now. Glory to God. Oh my God. Got kids. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at God. Amen. Y'all can see my excitement about that, huh? Hallelujah. So we're gonna celebrate the pastor's anniversary and the church anniversary on February the 7th. Come out and be a part of it, amen. And we would love for you to be our special guest on that day. At 10 o'clock, 3950, let me put it up on the screen, 3950 Point Parkway, right here in the beautiful city of Beaumont, Texas. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Are you ready for the word? Well, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, how we do, thank you, God, for this time of fellowship with people of like precious faith. Father, we thank you that your word flows freely in this place, unhindered and unchecked by any force. Father, we thank you that your word is not void of power and that you confirm your word with signs following. We thank you, Father, that Jesus Christ is our high priest and that he ever liveth to make intercessions for us. Now, Father, I thank you that my body is strong, my mind is alert, and my lips are anointed, and that I will clearly articulate the words such that every spiritual need is met. Now, Father, I covenant in advance, give you all the praise, all the glory, all the adoration for what shall be revealed this night. And all who agree with that prayer said, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn your Bibles to Amos chapter 9. Amos chapter number 9. Amos chapter number 9. Hallelujah. Amos chapter number 9. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise the Lord. Amos chapter 9. Alvin, I'm on the big screen, right? Oh, Jesus. Yes, I'm on the big screen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's hold up our Bibles, make our confession of faith, hold them up nice and high, and repeat after me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer and not a doubter. I am a doer and not just a hearer. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. I will never be the same. Never, ever be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Good to see you, Chanel. Praise the Lord. Amos, chapter number 9. Oh, you know what I forgot to do? Listen, before I do that, listen, if you need prayer tonight at any time throughout the broadcast, let us pray with you and pray for you. Amen. Let us get into agreement with you for God's best in your life. So listen, if you're watching by way of Above the Cloud, there's a box right there on your screen. Type in your prayer request and send it to us. If you're watching by way of Facebook Live, you can message us your prayer request. If you want to email it to us, you can send it to prayerministry@fccc-bmt.org. Or if you're technology savvy, pull out your cell phone and text PR to 54244. And you get your prayer request to us that way. Or if you're on our mobile app, there's a need prayer tile on the mobile app. Just simply click that need prayer tile, put in your prayer request, send it to us. We'll get it. We'll begin to pray with you and pray for you. And then let us invite you to join us each and every morning for our wake, pray, and repeat prayer line every morning at 6 a.m. We're up early seeking the face of God, interceding for others, and fellowshipping one with another. And we would love for you to join us by calling the number at the bottom of the screen. That number is 267-807-9601, access code 298-581-777. Then if you have a loved one who cannot access any of our platforms, social media platforms, they could call this toll-free number. That number is 877-781-2818, and they can listen in live to the broadcast. And of course, You can always take us on the go with you with our podcast. If you have Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pocket Cast, it's absolutely free for you to download the lessons and listen to them over and over again. And of course, come join us on Saturday mornings, each and every Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at 3950 Point Parkway, right here in the beautiful city of Beaumont, Texas. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Now, call your friend, text your friend, email a friend, and say Dr. Sharp is about to get started right now. You should be in Amos chapter number 9. Amos chapter number 9, look at verse number 13. Amos chapter 9, verse 13. Look what it says. It says, "Behold, the days come, said the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed. And the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." The Amplified says it this way. The Message Bible says it this way. Yes, indeed, it won't be long now, God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heel of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and the hills. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've been talking from the subject matter of supernatural acceleration. Now, we said that this prophetic word that God has given is going to cause restoration, release, and rising in our lives. And God told me to tell you that, listen, it will happen in an accelerated fashion. Hallelujah, amen. And so we want to ignite your faith for the supernatural acceleration that God promises. Now, it's not my promise, it's God's promise. He told us here in the Message Bible that things are going to happen so fast that your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. And you won't have time. You won't be able to keep up, he says. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessing upon blessing upon blessing. Now, we have to get into agreement with the prophetic word and believe the prophetic word. Amen. Because when we do that, it positions us to expect for divine movement, to expect the overflow, to expect the restoration beyond our timing. Amen. It's all on God's timing, Chanel. Amen. And I believe that delays will give way to divine speed. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Now, we talked to you over the past several weeks where we declared that the harvest will overtake the seed that we sow. See, if you are a consistent kingdom paymaster, where you sow your tithes and your offering, you can expect from God that the harvest will overtake the seed that you've sown. Amen. And every delay will be broken. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, we also taught that faith must move and not just believe. The woman who had the issue of blood for 12 years, she said, "If I could just get to Jesus and touch but the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole." But even though she believed that, she had to act upon what she believed. And man, she went out in that crowd when she wasn't supposed to be out there. And watch this now. And she touched his garment and something supernatural happened, Mika. Amen. It happened in her life to the point to where Jesus asked the question, "Who touched me?" And the disciples said, "Jesus, you see all these people thronging you. And you have the audacity to ask us who touched you. You look, all these people touching you, Jesus." No, Jesus said, no. Something special happened when somebody touched me. Amen. Somebody's faith pulled virtue out of me. Amen. And that's why this year you will have to use your faith. You're going to have to use your faith in order to receive the restoration, in order to receive the release, in order to receive the rising. Why? Because everything that God promises is received by faith. And it will be according to your faith, be it unto you. Amen. So listen, you can't get mad at nobody else when you start seeing what's happening in their lives. When they agree with the prophetic word, they act on the prophetic word, and then the prophetic word manifests in their lives. Woo! Jesus, hallelujah. And then we said last week that you got to be relentless. You have to have relentless faith. Amen. Hallelujah. That widow woman kept on going back to that judge, that unjust judge, the Bible says. And listen, that judge said, listen, I gotta give her what she wants because she is relentless. Amen. Amen. She keep on coming back day after day after day after day. I'm going to give her what she desires. And when we have relentless faith like that, amen, the manifestation is going to show up in our lives. Glory to God. Amen. Now turn to Isaiah chapter number one. Tonight, I want to talk to you about the power of obedience. Somebody put that in the comment section, the power of obedience. Amen. And so my objective tonight is to get us to understand the connection between obedience and the acceleration that God promises. Hallelujah, amen. And I want to show you that delayed obedience creates a traffic jam. Hey, look, every now and then, we have all this construction that's happening on I-10 right now. And man, every now and then, there's an accident that causes a traffic jam where you can't move. Well, listen, I'm here to tell you that when you delay in obeying the word of God, it's like having a traffic jam on I-10 and you can't move. You can't exit because the exit is too far and everybody's at a standstill. Amen. And I believe that when you get to the place of stop delaying your obedience, you're going to see the acceleration. And that's what happens in any traffic jam. Once they clear the wreckage, people are able to move swiftly then. And I believe that watch this now, that your obedience will unlock supernatural supply. It will unlock divine intervention and it will unlock your covenant reward. Woo! Jesus, hallelujah. June, you hear me, June? Amen. The power of obedience. Now, how many of you can say that I hear the voice of God? Amen. If you hear the voice of God, put that in the comment section. I hear the voice of God. Amen. Because it's critical to you seeing the supernatural acceleration. That first of all, you got to hear the voice of God. Jesus declares this, my sheep know my voice and hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So that's why I ask you, do you hear the voice of God? Amen. Because if you want to see the supernatural acceleration, you got to be able to hear his voice. I see you, June. I see you, Mika. Amen. That you hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. And see, watch this now. And so once you hear the voice of God, Carolyn, then you have to act on the word of God and obey the word of God. Now, here's the thing. Obedience is the immediate faith-filled response to God's instructions. So if I hear the voice of God, and he gives me instructions, my obedience says, I'm going to act immediately. Amen. I'm going to act in faith to what God just told me to do, regardless of how I feel or what it costs me. Woo! Jesus, amen. And it's not partial agreement, but it's a total surrender to God's word, God's timing, and God's way. Hallelujah, amen. You remember that God tells Saul, amen, that Saul, I want you to destroy all of your enemy, destroy everything. But Saul only partially obeyed God. And because he partially obeyed God, he lost his kingdom. Amen, amen, amen. Now, you should be in Isaiah chapter 1. Look at verse number 19, Isaiah chapter 1. Hallelujah. Are there any others who are watching tonight that hear the voice of God? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isaiah chapter 1. Look at verse number 19. Isaiah chapter 1, verse number 19. Look what he says. If ye be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Look at that promise that God made. If I am willing and obedient. So watch this. You can be willing and still not obey God. Amen. He says that you got to be willing. You got to surrender. Now, remember now, I said it's surrendering to God's word. It's surrendering to God's timing and surrendering to God's way. That's what willing is all about. That I give myself up to the Lord. And watch this now. He said, if I am willing and obedient, I hear the voice of God. When God speaks, I do something about it. I have some immediately about me. I respond in faith, amen, to whatever God tells me to do, regardless of how I feel. God, you know, because there are some times that you don't feel like doing stuff. Amen. But you got to get beyond your feeling and obey God. Amen. Now watch this. Go to Job 36. But he say, if I'm willing and obedient, I'll eat the good of the land. Now go to Job 36. Job 36, look at verse number 11. Job 36, verse number 11, look what he says. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Oh my God. It's conditional based upon if we obey God and serve him, we'll spend our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. That's a promise from God. Amen. So there is power in our obedience. If we obey, we'll spend our days in prosperity. Amen. Having more than enough. Enough for us, enough to share with the kingdom of God, and enough to share with others. Amen. Having all of our needs met. Natural, spiritual, emotional, financial, whatever the need may be, relational, amen? But I'm going to have all of my needs met. Watch this now. More than I need so I could do for the kingdom of God and I could do for others. But he says, if they obey and serve him, they'll spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Now tonight, I really want to deal with, Abraham, amen? Over in Genesis chapter 22. Go there, Genesis chapter 22. Because I want to show you the power that comes from obedience, amen, and what happens to those of us who choose to obey God. Because it's a choice. It's a deliberate choice. Life is choice-driven. We will live or die by the choices that we make. And when I choose to obey God, I have a promise from God that one, if I'm willing and obedient, I'll eat the good of the land. Secondly, if they obey and serve him, we'll spend our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. That's a promise from God. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, if I want to see supernatural acceleration, it really comes down to whether or not I'm willing to obey God, even when the conditions don't seem right. Even if it costs me something. Even if I don't feel like it, amen, but I'm willing to obey God. I'm willing to surrender to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lord. Okay, now watch this. Over in Genesis 22, I want to read this passage of scripture that shows Abraham's commitment to obeying God. Now let me set the stage. Abraham was 75 years old. God gives him a word that I'm going to make you the father of nations. Abraham said, but listen, I don't have a child. God said, don't say that. Amen. God takes him out, lets him see the stars. He said, that's how your descendants are going to be. Takes him to the beach and say, look at the number of the sand. Can you count the sand? That's how your children, your descendants will be. Amen. And the Bible says that Abram believed God. And God accounted to him for righteousness. Now, it took 25 years before the promise of Isaac manifested. All right? So now even when Abraham and Sarah devised another plan, God told them, that's not my plan. Hallelujah. See, when you start operating in your own plan, you get yourself in trouble. It causes confusion. How many of you decided that one day, look, I'm going to do my own thing. Amen. Minus what God said. And then you ended up coming back amen, to God, because you done messed everything up. Hallelujah. And then you got into God's plan, and then God asked you for what the promise was. Woo! Jesus, hallelujah. All right, watch this. Watch this, man. Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter number 22. Look at verse number 1. Genesis 22, verse number 1. Let's read. And it shall come to pass. No. I need to go to Genesis. All right, here we go. Genesis 22, verse number 1. Look what he says. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him Isaac there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Now didn't I say that this was the promised seed that God promised Abraham? Now God is telling Abraham, I want you to take Isaac, the one that you love the most, and I want you to go and sacrifice him. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Watch this. Verse number 3. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay him, his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thee, thy seed, as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, here is Abraham. God tests Abraham with extreme instructions. Take Isaac, go to that mountain, and sacrifice him there. I know you love him. Amen. I know this is what you believe me for, but I want you to take what you love the most and go sacrifice it unto me. And notice that every time somebody called Abraham, he said, here I am. In other words, I'm present. Woo! Jesus, amen. See, when it comes down to obeying God, you have to be present. That's why I asked you earlier, how many of you hear the voice of God? Amen. Because God is speaking in the present tense. Right now, God is speaking. And Abraham said, here I am. And he said, look, look, I know, tell those men that you came with, they stay right where they are, that you and the lad, you're going up yonder. But watch this now. Watch his confession of faith. He told those young men, we coming back again. Now, he knew what God said. He knew that he was supposed to sacrifice Isaac. And that was his plan. That was God's plan for him to see if he would obey. And watch this now. Every one of us go through a test. There is something that God has asked of each and every one of us, Chanel, that we have to see if we're going to pass the test. I remember back in 2001 going into 2002, God asked me, Carlton, do you trust me? And of course you're going to say, yay, Lord, I trust you. I told God, yeah, Lord, I trust you. He said, well, listen, I know, Carlton, that you would trust me if I told you to go to Timbuktu. I know you would trust me if I told you to do this, that, or the other. He said, but now, Carlton, I want you to trust me to be your source. Ooh, geez. Now, watch this now. At the time, I was at ExxonMobil. Amen. And look, I was making good money. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God tells me, I want you to trust me to be your source. Now I'm not going to sit here and tell y'all that immediately I obeyed God. I didn't. For about 3 months, I told God, I won't hear that. hey, Carolyn, then God told me, Carlton, we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way. Well, I don't want to see what the hard way is with God. No. So I told God, I said, God, okay, I'm going to do it your way. And so that the first part of 2002, I went to my boss with a letter of resignation. And I told my boss, I said, I'm leaving. I said, I'm going to take all of my vacation. And the next time I come in this refinery, it's going to be to turn in my badge and I'm never coming back again. Amen. Now, with fear and trembling, fear and trembling, but walking in faith, I trusted God. Amen. I trusted that God would be my source. And look, I don't look like I lost anything over these 25 years. Amen. No. God has been faithful. Amen. He has been faithful to us. Amen. But watch this now. The question becomes, can you pass the test? What is it that God is asking you of? What test is God requiring of you to pass? Amen. If you're bold enough to tell me what your test is, put it in the comment section. Pastor, this was my test. Okay, let me move on. Oh my God, where my time going? Okay, Abraham, he didn't delay. He didn't question. He didn't negotiate with God. He took Isaac, went up on that mountain, built an altar, and then bound Isaac and put him on the altar. Mm. Why? Because that's what God said. But watch this now. When he decided to obey God, and God knew his heart. Watch this now. God knew his heart. The angel comes and say, Abraham, don't do it. Stop right where you are. Because God has seen your heart. Now look over there. There's a ram caught in a thicket. There's your sacrifice right there. All because of obedience. Hallelujah. Amen. Now watch this now. So here's I got four things. I'm going to try to get all four of them done. Amen. That I want you to see tonight. And somebody, I shall going to put these in the comment section. First of all, that your obedience unlocks divine intervention. Your obedience unlocks divine instructions. Amen. So when God gives direction, it's not always convenient, but it's always connected to our destiny. And me leaving ExxonMobil was connected to my destiny moment. Amen. Hallelujah. Now go to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. And for time's sake, I'm just going to read it out of the Amplified. John chapter 14, verse number 21. Now here's the thing. God reveals more to those who obey what they already know. Amen. Now watch this now. Look, John 14, verse number 21. Look what he says. The person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really loves me. And whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love him and will show, reveal, manifest myself to him. I will let myself be clearly seen by him and make myself real to him. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah. Did you see what he said? He said, those who will keep my word, keep my commandments, and do what I say, who will obey me, amen, are those who say, who really love me. See, there's a lot of people who talk a good game, amen, but when the rubber meets the road test is, do you really love God by doing what God said? That's what Jesus said, didn't he? He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You'll do what I tell you to do. Amen. And he said, those who operate in obedience, he says, my Father will love him. And I will love him. But here's the key. I will reveal to him. I will manifest to him myself to him. I will let myself be clearly seen by him and make myself real to him. Woo, Jesus. All because I choose to obey God. Amen. Now watch this now. Oh man, when you obey God, it's going to unlock divine instructions. Now watch this. Go to Psalms 25. Psalms 25. Watch this now. Watch this. I'm going to blow your socks off now. Psalms 25. Look at verse number 14. Look what he says. He says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Amen. So he said, there are some secret things that God only reveals to those who fear him or obey him. Now watch this. Here's what I want you to see. Go to Isaiah 45. Hurry up. Isaiah 45. Look at verse number 3, Isaiah 45. So God says, look, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear God, that obey God, and he will show them, the Bible says, his covenant. Now watch this in Isaiah 45. Look at verse number 3, Isaiah 45, verse number 3. Watch this. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches where? In secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. God said, look, those secret stuff that I just told you all about, I'm going to show you what the secret riches are. Woo! The hidden stuff that I want to reveal to you. I want to manifest to you, and I want to do it swiftly. I'm about to jump up out of my seat. Glory to God. Okay. But I got to hurry. Now watch this now. See, when we pray, amen, God always gives us instructions. Now, just take a note of this. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through verse number 7, there was a widow woman whose sons were about to be taken to be bondsmen because they were in debt. And she goes to the man of God. She goes to the man of God and asks the man of God, what should I do? Man of God tells her, listen, go get the vessels from all your neighbors. And listen, you got some commodities in your house. You got some oil. And listen, I want you to go fill every pot, every jar, everything that's in the area. I want you to fill it up with oil and just follow the instructions. Now, So she goes, and her boys go get all the vessels. They fill them all up. Amen. And the boys get, mama, there's nothing else to fill up. They go back to the man of God. The man of God says, listen, go sell what you have, pay your debt, and then live off the rest. Amen. See, God has a way that if I would just follow instructions, that what I prayed for would come to pass. Her desire was to get out of debt and save her sons from being in bondage. But she had to follow the man of God's instruction that God gave to him. Woo, Jesus. So listen, when you praying and God tells you to do something, you got to be swift to obey God at that moment. Amen. And when you do that, you'll see the divine intervention, that God will show up in your situation. Okay. That was point number one, that God, our obedience unlocks divine intervention. Here's my second point. That when I obey God, it activates something. Amen. It activates. Now it unlocks, and now it activates. Amen. Intervention. Woo. See, when Abraham obeyed God, it triggers something. That the angel had to come and say, listen, boy, stop what you're doing. Don't kill your son. Just stop right there. Watch this now. Look, that God now has a ram in the thicket just for you. Now, I found this out. That God always steps in at the point of our obedience. And never before. Amen. Watch this. So Moses leads the people of Israel out of bondage. They get to the Red Sea, and Pharaoh is behind them. The Red Sea is in front of them. The people are complaining. Now what are we going to do? And the Spirit of God speaks to Moses, amen, and tells Moses to say unto the children, go forward. Hold up, God. The Red Sea is in front of us. Go forward. And then he tells Moses, what's that in your hand, Moses? It's a rod. He says, stretch out your rod over the sea. And when you do that, it's going to activate something. Your obedience, Moses, will activate the sea opening up, where the children can walk across on dry ground. Amen. But what if Moses would have said, God, this is just a stick. And I'm tired of all these folk complaining to me. I ain't doing nothing. Pharaoh would have got him. But because of his obedience, it activated. Supernatural things happening. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Now. Just like with Abraham, that the angel of the Lord came and spoke to him and said, put the knife down. Everything is okay because God sees your heart. I believe that we have angels on assignment to minister to us, not because I'm saying it, but because the word of God says it. Okay, go to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. Woo! Anybody getting blessed by this? Give me a like, a love, a thumbs up. Just hit a button. Pastor, I'm being blessed by this tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay? Watch this. Hebrews chapter 1. Look at verse number 13. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13. Watch this. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be the heirs of salvation? Hallelujah. So watch this now. So we have heavenly assistance that's been sent forth to minister for us and to us. Amen. Now watch this now. Watch this. Go to Psalms 103. Ooh, I got to hurry. Psalms 103. Look at verse number 20, Psalms 103, verse number 20. Where does my time go, man? Where is my time going? Okay, Psalms 103. Look at verse number 20. Look at this. Watch this now. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. So God said, listen, these angels, they have been assigned to you. Amen. And they're listening to every word that you're saying. And when you speak the word of God, they go out like a car hop at Sonic and bring you back that which you desire. Why? Because of my obedience, it triggers something. Amen. It activates something in the spirit realm where the angels get involved. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Now watch this. See. Heaven watches for our obedient move. Okay? So when we obey God, that's always the thing that we've been desiring is waiting for us. And obedience leads us to it, just like it led Abraham to the ram caught in the thicket. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So my first point was, our obedience unlocks divine instructions. Secondly, I said, our obedience activates divine intervention. Here's the third one. Our obedience, watch this now, attracts supernatural provision. Hallelujah, amen. See, here's what I found, Victoria, that provision follows obedience. When I hear instructions from the Lord and when I obey God, there will always be the provision for your vision. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. Okay, take a note of this. 1 Kings chapter 17. That was his other widow woman. Amen. The Bible says that the prophet Elisha, God had told him, go to Zarephath. I've already commanded a widow woman to take care of you. Amen. He gets to Zarephath. He sees the widow woman. He asks her for some water. She said, man of God, I got you covered. Then watch this now. Then the man of God say, hey, bring me some cake with that. Bring me something to eat. She said, man of God, all I have is a little meal, a little oil in the cruise. I'm going to pick up some sticks. I'm going to find these sticks and I'm going to cook this meal. And me and my son, we are going to eat this and die. The man of God said, listen, all you got to do is just do what God told you to do. You hear me say all the time, just obey God. That's where I got that from. Just obey God. Because the man of God didn't let her off the hook just because she was in a perishing predicament. No. He told her, listen, you know what God told you to do. Just go, look, if you take care of me, the man of God, that's what God told you, right? That's what God, you heard God say that. Now, when you do that, it's going to activate the provision that you need. And the Bible says that as she obeyed God, as she kept on giving to the man of God, that her meal did not waste, nor the oil waste, until the famine was over. Amen. So something supernatural happened as a result of her obedience. Amen. It caused her to have the provision for her and her family for many days. And that's what I'm telling you right now, that when you obey God, it attracts the provision of God. We know what Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. See, God already, he already knows what you need, but he's waiting for your obedience. Amen. Will you be willing to obey God and do what God says? And he says that when you obey me, you're going to attract the provision that you need. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, our obedience creates divine pathways to what we cannot see, amen, before it happens. Now check this out. Jesus, at the first miracle, all they seen was they're out of wine. All they seen was Jesus told them to go get some water.
But what they didn't see was the power of God showing up because they obeyed God. And Jesus' mother said, listen, whatever he tell y'all to do, just go do it. Amen. Just go do whatever he say. What I don't care how outlandish it may sound. Whatever he tells you to do, just go do that. Widow woman, just feed the man of God. Amen. And watch the supernatural provision of God. Just go fill the buckets up with water and bring it back to him, just like he said. Just whatever he says, just go ahead and do it. And when they obeyed God, something supernatural happened. Amen. Let me get to my last point. Okay. I said that our obedience unlocks divine instructions. Our obedience activates divine intervention. Our obedience, it attracts the supernatural provision of God. And our obedience, here's the last point. Here's the last point tonight. Our obedience accelerates the promise. Hallelujah. Amen. See, because Abraham was quick to obey God, the promise was already there. But God had to see his heart, that he was willing to obey me even when I asked him for the tough thing, to give his son as a sacrifice. Amen. And some promises that God has made us are waiting for our obedience. Amen. And not God's timing. Now watch this. Let me end with this. Deuteronomy 28. Watch this now. Deuteronomy 28. See, because your obedience right now, June, your obedience, Carolyn, your obedience, Mika, your obedience, Alvin, your obedience, Dennis, amen, watch this now, is the bridge between what you desire from God. Amen. Now watch this. Deuteronomy 28. Look at verse number 1. Deuteronomy 28, verse number 1. Look what it says. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently, listen with the intent to do, that's what that means, unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken, listen with the intent to do what God says, unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Amen. So my obedience is the bridge to the blessing. He said, listen, when we listen with the intent to do, again, that's why I ask you at the very beginning of the lesson, how many of you hear God? So if I listen with the intent to do what God says, amen, he says that the blessings that I've been looking for, they're going to come on me and overtake me. Amen. In other words, I don't have to, look, all I got to do is just obey God. Because my next season may be locked into my obedience today. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Okay. I gotta stop. Okay, get your phones out. I'm having too much fun tonight. Get your phones out. And we're gonna get ready for our confession for tonight. That there is power in our obedience. If we are willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. If they obey and serve me, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If we choose to obey God, it's all on us. See, so what you've been waiting for, God is saying, I've been waiting on you just to obey me. I spoke to you through a still small voice to your spirit man. I've spoken to you through your man of God. I've spoken to you with the word of God. Amen. Now, what you waiting on? Amen. See, so somebody put that in the comment section. What you waiting on? What are you waiting on? Just obey God. Amen. Okay. Let's make our confession. Let's make our confession for the night. All right, here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, I boldly declare that I am an obedient believer. I understand that obedience is not a suggestion. It is a command. I don't delay, debate, or detour. I respond with immediate faith-filled action to every divine instruction. I am sensitive to the voice, to God's voice, and my heart is fully surrendered to his will, his way, and his timing. I decree that delayed obedience is no longer part of my life. I reject spiritual procrastination and cast down every excuse that hinders my next step. I am not waiting on God. God is waiting on me. My instant obedience activates divine acceleration. As I move, things shift. As I obey, heaven responds. Obedience unlocks the instructions that are hidden for my success. I receive divine strategy, supernatural insight, and clarity of purpose because I yield when God speaks. I obey even when I don't understand because I trust the one who leads me. Father, I speak that provision is already in place for my obedience. I won't fear lack. I won't fear sacrifice. My steps lead me to the supernatural supply. I declare that every need is met and every resource is released because I follow God's instructions without hesitation. I boldly confess that my obedience accelerates my promise. I walk into manifestation quickly because I obey quickly. I don't just hear the word, I do the word. My destiny is not delayed because I refuse to delay my obedience. I am aligned. I am positioned. I am obedient. And because I am obedient, I am unstoppable. Woo! Glory to God. Obedience is my covenant key to supernatural success, to supernatural favor, and to supernatural increase. I believe it. I receive it. I walk in it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Woo, praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that you've been blessed by that word, man. I tell you, the power of obedience. Amen. Now, guess what? It's time for us to give our tithes, our offerings, and our gifts of love. It's time for us to sow our seed tonight. Amen. It's time for us to obey the voice of God. Now, if you're watching tonight, I want you to hear the voice of God. Amen. And I want you to obey the voice of God. Just obey God. Amen. Now, for those of you who are watching tonight, amen. You say, well, Dr. Sharp, how can I give my tithes, my offerings, and my gifts of love? Amen. If you're watching tonight by way of Above the Cloud, right there below the screen there's a link. If you would just click that link, amen. It'll get you to our giving portal. And once you're in our giving portal, it'll allow you to designate your tithes, your offerings, and your gifts of love. It'll allow you to obey God. Amen. Then those of you who are watching by way of Facebook Live, in the comments section and also at the top of the page, there's a link there. If you would just click either one of those links, amen. Again, it will allow you to designate your seed, your tithes, your offerings, or your gifts of love. Amen. And then if you're watching tonight, and you're technology savvy, right there at the bottom right-hand side of the screen, you can scan that QR code, and it'll get you into our mobile app. And once you're in our mobile app, it'll allow you to do the same thing by designating your tithes, your offerings, and your gifts of love. If you want a text to give, you can text FCCC Giving to 54244, and you can sow your seed that way. If you're on our mobile app, there's a give button on the mobile app. Just simply click that give button. And once you click that give button, you can designate your seed that way. And then finally, if you want to mail it to us, you can send it to Faith Christian Center Church, P.O. Box 12428, Beaumont, Texas 77726. But then you say, man of God, I want to be like that widow woman at Zarephath who took care of the man of God, and some a supernatural supply happened in her life. Her meal did not waste, neither the cruse of oil fail, because of what she did for the man of God. I want to sow into your life, man of God. How can I do it? How can I sow into your life and Lady Gwen's life for these 25 years of ministry? Amen. If you want to sow directly into Lady Gwen's life, you can scan the QR code that's on the left-hand side of the screen. Or you could, if you're in Cash App, you could do $Gwen Sharp 1, and you can sow directly into Lady Gwen's life. If you want to sow directly into my life, you can scan the QR code on the right-hand side of the screen. Or if you're in Cash App, you can do $Dr. Carlton Sharp, and you can sow directly into our lives. And we believe that the same grace that's on us will be on you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Listen, let me thank you. Man, let me thank you for allowing me to speak to your life tonight. That, listen, that you hear the voice of God. Those of you who said, Pastor, I hear the voice of God. Amen. I hear God's voice and I obey God's voice. That's what's important. That you obey, you do what God said. And God said that when you do that, something supernatural will happen in your life. Hey, listen, let me thank you for allowing me to speak into your life tonight. Hey, listen, it's always my privilege and pleasure to build you up in faith, amen, because I believe that this year will be a year of restoration, a year of release, and a year of rising for each and every one of us who choose to obey God. Hey, remember this, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we're building lives. And Romans chapter 12 and verse 3 says that God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. We'll see you next time on our broadcast. God bless you. Do you want to be saved? Well, Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come now confessing and believing that you raised Jesus from the dead. I repent of my sins and I ask you to come into my heart. I make you the Lord and Savior of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you prayed that simple prayer, welcome to the family of God. We believe you got born again. What's next, you may ask? Keep God first in your life and get into a good Bible teaching church that will help you grow and develop in the things of God. Now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives. Each day is a fresh opportunity to activate your faith, align with God's will, and step into divine purpose. That's why I want to personally invite you to join us each and every morning, bright and early, for our Wake, Pray, and Repeat prayer line. Start your day strong. Start your day in faith. Start your day in the presence of God and fellowship with people of like precious faith. We gather as a family of believers to release our faith, speak of God's blessings, and decree supernatural favor over our day. Every morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, you can dial 267-807-9601 and enter access code 298-581-777. Again, that number is 267-807-9601, access code 298-581-777. Wake, pray, and repeat. Your morning breakthrough starts because victory begins with prayer. I'll be there, will you? Now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we're building lives.
This is your year of supernatural recovery, of divine alignment, of favor-filled open doors. I want to personally invite you to join us for 31 days of prophetic impartation in our January devotional, Open Doors and Overflow. Each day you'll receive a powerful word, a scripture to stand on, a reflection, and a faith confession to release, helping you start 2026 in bold expectation and spiritual momentum. Don't just step into the year, recover, reign, and rise. Download your devotional today, and let's walk through every door God has opened for us. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Real topics. Two perspectives. ready for this week's episode of Tag Team Thursdays.